Most Svardish Kehillas have a minig to begin by announcing what year it is since the time of the Churban and how many years it's been. But I lost count. I don't know if you still remember. It's been a long time. I know there is a Cheshbon. It's been a long time. And we hear again, everywhere in the world where there's still a Jew who remembers and who is hurting, to say the words and to hear the words Boche Sivke Belaila, the crying of the night of crying, and you will know that from that first night of Tisha B'Av a long time ago in the desert in the Midbar, when our brothers came back from Eretz Yisrael discouraged, and the entire nation, our people began to cry. Whatever that means, a b'chiyah shel chinam, they were frightened, they were worried. And ever since then, there's a kriyas, not just on the night of Tisha B'Av and the day of Tisha B'Av, but throughout history and throughout our lives. They were still crying. Tisha B'Av is the reminder of where all the tears come from and how that crying began. But we're still crying for the same reason. What is that reason? Unless a person is very well versed in the Sugiyas and Shas and Masech Tamidas and Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechira, what the Beis HaMikdash looked like, what it was, somebody is very, very connected to the Seder of Kodshim and Taharis, what it meant to have a Seder of Karbanis, what it meant to live in a way of Tahara, Kahanim Bavardosam, what that meant, the Levim, the Shiram of Izimram. Unless a person is so connected to Shar Kedusha and Shar Kavanis and has a little bit of a feeling for what it meant to have Nevuah in the world, prophecy in the world, it's hard to understand, to feel what is it that's missing. What was lost? But Moshe Rabbeinu took us, as he always did, Moshe Rabbeinu took us to the Pnimius, to the inner core. Moshe Rabbeinu tore away even the buildings in Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim itself, to dig deep, deep down. And in the few words that we just read this morning, Moshe Rabbeinu revealed the true reason that we began crying then, and the crying was intensified with the Churban by Shvishn, by Sheni, all the Tisha B'Avs through time and through a person's life. But there's a few words this morning. In Parshas Shlach, you don't see it. It's not clear. But this morning in Parshas Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is able now to speak to us. We calmed down a little bit. But now a new generation preparing to enter to the land. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, why did we cry back then? And why is it that we're still crying? V'tiragnu b'ayahaleichem v'toymru b'sinnes Hashem oisonu v'yitzionu me'eres Mitzrayim. We were complaining in our tents amongst ourselves when the Meraglim came back. And we said, we didn't put it into the papers and it wasn't put online anywhere, but amongst ourselves, husbands and wives were whispering. Maybe they didn't want the children to hear. And not everybody said the words. But there was an overall feeling of Bisinas Hashem Aisanu Haitzionu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I don't have to translate the words, it hurts to translate. Bisinas Hashem Aisanu. That because Hashem hates us. Bilsinas Hashem Aisanu Haitzionu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It's because he hates us that he took us out of Mitzrayim and began this whole inyan. And ever since then, the underlying cause of all crying in the world, but in particular by the Jewish people, who have suffered most, and for whom Hashem's love counts more than anything. The crying of the world and the crying of Am Yisrael is because of that feeling that we don't express. Maybe if somebody would be in therapy for a while, it would come out. A feeling of Bitsinus Hashem Aysam. Not that God doesn't exist. No, he exists. But he hates me. When we first left Eretz Yisrael by Golas Bavel, Al Naharas Bavel, Shom Yoshavnu, Gam Bachinu B'Zachreinu Esziyon. So when we were by the river of Bavel, we burst out crying. Now, there were many, many reasons to cry. We were a displaced people. Many Jews had been killed. There were families that were destroyed. There were children who didn't know where their parents were. They didn't know if their parents were alive. There were parents who were looking for their children and for each other. We were in chains. Parents are crying for their children, children for their parents. Some of you have parents or grandparents who remember what it was like, that last moment when they saw their parents, when they were separated from their parents. We had many, many reasons to cry. But the Zohar HaKadosh, again, reveals the pnimius, the underlying reason. There are many, many reasons to cry, but the pnimius, the Zohar Kodesh, Rabbi Shimon, reveals. And the Zohar Kodesh is at the beginning of Shmos, when we went down to Mitzrayim, and the Zohar Kodesh says, translating from the Aramis into Lashon HaKodesh, Kasha nichnusu l'golas Bavel, when we entered into that golas of Bavel, sovu she'ein lehem oid kiyum la'ilamim, they thought that everything was finished. That was the end. Ein lem oi kim le lamim. They were no longer going to be able to survive. Why? There are many people who have, many nations who have survived exile, upheaval, not as long as us and as intense as us. So the Zohar says, Shavei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozav Oysam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozav Oysam, the feeling was the same feeling we had when we were in our tents when the Meraglim came back. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was finished with us, he didn't want us anymore. We know that there was Zakenim, there were 10 Zakenim who came to the Navi Yecheskel. And they were convinced, and they came to the Navi, and they were convinced that there's no point in our keeping mitzvahs anymore. Once a husband gives a get to his wife, the sugya is finished. The relationship is done. So the Zohar says, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Ozav Oysam. And no longer, we might survive. We might live. We might be resettled in Bavel and manage. But the inyan of Kutcha Brichu and Knesset Yisrael, that inyan of the ahava of the love, that inyan of the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Leashgiach Aleihem. That he is no longer concerned or interested. He's no longer involved in our lives. He's given us a get. He sent us away. Bavel is away. And he doesn't want us back. So here, we have to understand and to feel this in a very deep way. We were chained like animals. We see how it was described in Navi. We were chained like animals. We were starving. We were dying of thirst. The Ishmaelim that were there, there were people who brought us something to drink and it had salt in it. We had just gotten off the cattle cars of those days. We didn't know where our parents, our children were. But the Zohar HaKadosh Rabbi Shimon says that if you want to know be'emes, be'emes, where the crying is coming from, the shayrish of the tears is Besinas Hashem Oysanu. Is that our father, our husband, our father, our friend, all of those relationships that are described in Tanakh, Shir HaShirim, all of that is finished. And Hashem is done with us, and Hashem despises us. So Al Nahar is Bavel. Sham Yoshavnu, Gam Bachinu, Bezachreinu es Tzion. Bezachreinu es Tzion. It says in Tehillim itself, in that capital, why we were crying. Even before learning the piece in the Zohar HaKadosh, it says, Bezachreinu es Tzion. It's hard for us to understand. It's hard for us to know what that means, what a Jew is. B'zachreinu es Tzion. What does that mean, B'zachreinu es Tzion? It doesn't say B'zachreinu es Habonim Shalanu, Habonim Shalanu. It doesn't say B'zachreinu Halechem Shalonu. Shem Zachreinu Esiyon. What does that mean, Siyon? By Maimon Har Sinai, we had our first real taste of Tzion, a harvest Tzion, al tishkach lanetzach. We were far away still from Yerushalayim. But at Har Sinai, we tasted Hashem's love. The whole Shir HaShirim is a description of that love. Yishakeini min hashikos piyu. Which if it wouldn't be written, we wouldn't be allowed to speak of such things, that Hashem kissed us. Yishakeini min hashikos piyu, Rashi says, Al shem shenosin lehem teirosai, v'diba imohem ponim el ponim. Hashem gave us the Torah, but not as some cold book of rules and regulations. V'diba imohem ponim el ponim. That Hashem Yisbach spoke to us ponim el ponim. V'oysam doidim oidim arevim alayim mikol shahashua. V'oysam doidim, and that love that we felt, that love that we experienced at Har Sinai, oidim arevim alayim mikol shahashua, is more dear to us and sweeter to us than any other shashum of this world, than any other delight of this world, any other delight of this world. That means to be a Jew, any other delight of this world. As my father told Gzun San yesterday, he's going through some great difficulties, and he had to go through a certain procedure. And it's very painful for the family, for us to watch. He should have a Rafuni Yeshua. Mordechai, Yosef, and Blima Sarah. It's very hard for us to watch. What my father had to go through yesterday, the difficulties and the bizyonis. And he had to go to the place after which one makes Nasha Yotza. He's not able to do that. And it had to be taken care of. And there was a very sweet nurse there who came with towels that were wet to wipe my father's hands. This was yesterday afternoon. And my father, who was in such pain and embarrassment, turned to me and he said, Fedas, Kenishmach Naasha Yutza. You understand what a Jew is? For wiping their hands, I can't make an Naasha Yutza. Rashi says, Oysam doidim oidim arevim alayim. Bikol shashua. There's nothing greater, there's nothing more dear to us than the love that we felt at Har Sinai. Umuvtochem mi'itoi lo'ifia oid alayim. And Hashem Yisbach promised us. Rashi says, Muvtochem mi'itoi. Yishakeinim in the Shikai Spear, we're still asking, but at Muftachim Me'itai Le'ifia Oid Aleihem, that we're going to experience that again. Such an ahava, such a closeness. So you know what it means, B'zachreinu Esiyai? In the Beis HaMikdash, there was such a feeling. In the Beis HaMikdash, Shir Olonu, the Kapitel goes on, Shir Olonu Mashir Tziyon. there were songs that the Levim were singing in Beis HaMikdash. And everybody joined that singing. Ubavoydas Beis HaMikdash Nisma Kulonu. Ubishirei Dovid Avdecha Nishmoyim Biirecha. Shirei Dovid Avdecha, the songs of Dovid HaMelech. There was nobody who ever lived who felt as loved as Dovid HaMelech by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and who was lovesick as Dovid HaMelech. B'shirei Dovid Avdecha. There was a place in the world of Beis HaMikdash where in that place, no matter what you went through outside, but in that place you walked in and you would hear Shirei Tzion. Shir Olonim is Shirei Tzion. Ahavas Olam Tov Yilohem. Obris Ovas Labonim Tizk. Ahavas Olam. The Beis HaMikdash is described in Shir Shim as Toichai Rotsuf Ahava. How do you build a Beis HaMikdash? It was inlaid. It was built with Ahava, with love. Toichai Rotsuf Ahava. Dabnach says, Nichsefo v'gam kalsa nafsh. L'chatsus Hashem. My soul is filled with great longing. For Beis HaMikdash. Libi ubisori yiradun velkel chai. Libi, my heart and my flesh. Yiradun velkel chai. Not just my heart. We saw with our fleishiga eigen. With our fleishiga eyes. We felt in that place. Adored by Hashem Yisbarach. We felt that we were loved by Hashem Yisbarach. There were no shailas, there were no questions. When we came up for the regel, they would roll open the parochas, the kahanim, and we would see the kruvim, and we would say that they would say to us, "Ruuchi baschem lifnei amokim, kechiba zochem in the keva." The kruvim were hugging each other, and they would say, "Ruuchi baschem lifnei amokim, kahava zochem in the keva." See how much Hashem loves you, like the love of a zochem in the keva, chasen and kal. Shia shiimdik. From that day of the Chum Beis HaMikdash, which as you know was a place in this world of Ashuas HaShechina, of Har Sinai, in Yerushalayim. Since that day of the Chorban, the Lev HaElyoy, that heart of Hashem Yisbarach, that Ahavas Olam HaAvtonu Hashem Elokeinu that we say in Davening is hidden from us. We try to see, we look for hints of it. But the Ahavas Olam HaAvtonu Hashem Elokeinu, the Haben Yochel Ephraim, Emilad Shashuim, Kimide Dabri Boy, Zocher Es Kirenu Oi, Kimide Dabri Haben Yochel Ephraim. Atu Bechaton Mekalam. A half toys and a tzisa bono. What does it say afterwards? Ram tonu? What does that mean, Ram tonu? What does that mean? The tzaddikim say means that there's no word in Hashem's vocabulary, mikol ha-lashonos, that could describe how much He loves us. There's no word. Hashem's book didn't create such a language of such ahav. And when that place was destroyed, we have to understand what it means, where it began, what happened, and how it continues. And from that day, the Jewish people descended into a feeling of Bisinas Hashem Oisanu. Hoitzionu miyushalayim. Besinus Hashem Oisonu. Hoitzionu miyushalayim. There's no pasuk like that. You don't need a pasuk. When the Beis HaMikdash existed, Even if a Jew had an argument with his wife, and even if she told him, Yolo Yitzlach, and she told him, you don't make a panasa, I should have married the guy that I was dating in high school. Whatever it is. And the guy would be completely tzibrochen. He takes out the yearbook to look at the guy in high school. And he says to himself, maybe Shitaka should have done that. Now he walks out of the house. But he grabs the next caravan that's passing, or the next behemoth that is on its way up to Yerushalayim. And he goes to Beis HaMikdash, whatever the achanis he made. And even though he wasn't certain about how his wife felt about him, but when he walks into that place and he would hear the songs of David HaMelech, he felt that he was loved. And as long as he felt that love of Hashem Yisbarach with all that was hurting him, when he felt that Ahavas Olam Ahavtich, Alkei Mishachtich Chesed, when he felt that Ahavas Olam Ahavtich, an eternal and everlasting love, when he felt that love, he'd be able to continue to go back home to try to put his life together and his marriage together. But ever since then, as it says, no, we're going to be laying in Haftarah soon. Tzion Yerushalayim says, the Jewish people, Knesset Yisrael says, Zavani Hashem, Vashem Shechani, Hashem has left us. Not only has he left us, he's forgotten us. At the end of Eicha Mois Mastanu, Katsavt Oleinu Ma'oid, he's disgusted with us. And even though it says afterwards in the Pasuk, that the Navi says in Hashem's name, Atishkach Ishoila, Merachem ben Bitna, Gamel Tishkachna, even if it was possible for a mother to forget the child that she carried, even if there is such a thing, even if there could be such a thing that a mother would forget the baby that she carried, Hashem says, V'anochi lo ashkacheich, I'll never forget you. Haharam Yamusha, V'agavos Temutana, V'chazdim Itaich Layamush. The mountains will crumble and the hillsides will fade away, but my love for you will not end. V'anoichi lo ashkacheich. But ever since then, we hear those words and they make us cry. And when they're put into a niggin, we cry more. But sof kol sof, it's not clear to us. We don't see that clearly in the metzias of our lives. Sometimes there's a flash of that. But other times, a person feels their nice words, their nice songs. But I don't see that in my life. Because of what I've been going through and what I've had in my life, I don't see that. I don't hear David HaMelech's songs. And if I hear the songs, they're his, they're not mine. I feel forgotten and I feel hated. Because I have no other way to explain the circumstances, the conditions of my life. You know, the other day, somebody sent this to me, asked somebody the route, 40 people sent me a picture of some shu'alim of the Harabayas. Fox. What's the plural of fox? Foxes? Yeah. Foxaluch. There are shualim running around the Harabayas. Those shualim that they were able to photograph are much less dangerous than the Yishmaelim who are living over there on top by the Harabayas. You want to know why the Yishma'elim and the rest of the world, even some dumb congresswoman in America, well, I mean, it's not just one, they have whole mezumen. Why is it that they can't be soivel? That the Jews should have such a place, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash? What happened when the president decided, only because he's nuts, he decided that he's going to move the embassy over there? I mean, in a good way, he's crazy, in that way. Because in Chumash already says there are people who are called Yoishvei Peloshes. Those who dwell in that area of Aza. Yoishvei Peloshes. The friendly people from Aza, from Gaza. Yoishvei Peloshes. The second that the Yoishvei Peloshes hear the words, Nahalta Ba'ozchel Neveikot Shecha, that the Jewish people are marching where? El Nevei Kodshach. Nevei Kodshach is Tzion Yerushalayim. They go crazy. Shomu Amim Yegozim. Chil Ochaz Yoishvei Peloshes. What is everybody sitting? What are they so nervous about? What are the Yoishvei Peloshes? Them, the Nazis, the whoever. Why are they so nervous about Yerushalayim? Why is it that even people consider themselves to be fine, civilized, educated Westerners can't be soivel Jews on the Harabayas? Because the Sitra, listen, Chaver, because the Sitra Achor, the other side, knows that if that place is true, if it's really true, and if that place was, and it's going to be soon, then the Yoishvei Peloshes of the world know that the second that we'll walk back into that place, the second that that will descend from Shemayim, and we'll finish up whatever finishing touches are needed, the second that place is there, and we're back, the Sitra Achor knows that once the Jewish people feel Ahavas Oylem Ahavtich, Ahavas Oylem Ahavton, once the Jewish people are in that place again of Cheder Herasi, of Heviani Amelech Hadorov, then the whole world knows intuitively, subconsciously, the whole world knows that the game is over, finished. Oysa Ha'ish, on the cross, Gandhi. The Meshugana from Mecca, Gandhi. It's all finished. The game is over. But more than that, you and I feeling tzibrochen and depressed. You and I feeling that we can't daven, we have no cheshik to daven to learn. We're not able to control ourselves when it comes to things of Kedusha and so on. Because the Sitra Achor, the other side, knows that the second that it's clear to a Jew, Ahavas Oylem Ahavtonu, the second the Beis HaMikdash is there, and that becomes clear, then, and it's not just having stickers, Hashem loves me, which is great, but it's mamish, the Beis HaMikdash. Har Sinai. We're going to rub our eyes, and we're going to say, you mean it's true, and we're going to walk in there. No more Yishmaelim, no more Nostrum, it's finished, all Indian is finished. And why do you think the Plishtim in those days, even earlier, Sitmon Plishtim, why were they so busy? Why were they so worried about the Be'erus of Avraham Avinu and the Be'erus of Yitzchak? What did the Ramban say, Chevenu? What were those Be'erus? The Be'erus of the Bat HaMikdash. The Be'erus, the wells for the Bat HaMikdash. The wellsprings of love. The Ahavas Olam. Shirei Tzion. Ahavas Tzion. Those were the wells. Sitmon Plishtim, the Plishtim didn't know what to do. They have nothing to do in the world. Sitmon Plishtim, Yimalim often have to fill it with dirt. The other side understands, the other side knows, intuitively, in a very deep way, that when those wells are uncovered, and the wellsprings of Hashem Yisbarach's infinite love, open and revealed love, when those wellsprings shoot forth into the world, there's nothing then that can hold a Jew back from Kedusha. There's nothing in the world that can protect our enemies from the conviction of our emunah that we have that we're Hashem's soldiers, we're Hashem's children. There's no force in the world that can stand up before a Jew and the Jewish people who have that confidence in Hashem's love. When a child comes from a home where he feels loved, when a child has the confidence of a parent's, feeling the parent's abiding love, it could be 40, 50, 60 years after the parents are dead, and he's still an Ish Matzliach. He's still a person who's able to make it through this world and to be Matzliach. He might have some difficult days, but he looks up and he sees the Yukdush Shel Aviv. He sees the image of his father. He sees the image of his mother. He sees the image of how his father saw him. This past week in the mountains, there was a shiur that I gave to the woman. One of the women said a beautiful vart that she heard. She didn't remember from who. The Muzdiukno means that Yosef HaTzadik saw an image of how his father saw him. And it could be years later, and you could be sitting in a jail someplace or in a house someplace in Mitzrayim with the wrong person. And how you're able to get out, because you're able to see that image of how your father, how your mother looked at you, how they loved you. And when a child grows up without a parent's love, do we understand what it means? The generation of survivors, those who were young and can barely remember their parents, and how did they survive? How did they manage? When I speak to survivors and my parents, they still remember the Ahavas Olam HaTich of their parents from so many years ago. But if you don't have that, and the shirish of that is, if you don't have that feeling of Hashem Yisbarach's love, who is the shirish of the parents' love, it's very, very, very hard. It's a very difficult gullus to be displaced from that ahav, from that love. So I'm going to share with you, instead of telling you a story, I'm going to share with you something that's painful to read. One of the chevra who's sitting here shared it with me. It's from a student of his who's been through, she's a young woman, she's just 21, I don't remember, 21, who's been through unspeakable suffering and misery at the hands of people who are supposed to give her that love. Parents, teachers. I remember my sixth grade Rebbe. I remember the Gemara that we learned with him. I remember the Torahs he shared with us. He was the first Rebbe that actually called us by our first names instead of you or Weinberger or sometimes Scheiter or Ferd. He actually called us by our first names. We couldn't believe it. And when even the the simplest guy in the Shia, when he would say something in Rashi or Tosfos that was totally wrong, that Rebbe somehow made it sound good, you know? And he said, wow, you're Mechadish, you should know you're Mechavin to the Maharsha, what you said is the Maharsha. And the kid said, I don't know how to spell Maharsha. I never heard of him. But you walked out, you felt like $1 million. You felt that he loved you. Your Rebbe is supposed to give that to you. Your mother is supposed to give that to you. Your parents, your grandparents are supposed to give that to you. So here's a couple of words from a young woman who didn't get it, who didn't receive it. And despite all, she's trying so hard. There's a whole chronicle of her poem. She's a very deep and talented young woman. I was lucky to meet her for a few minutes before the summer. So just listen to the words, Chaver, and we'll start Eicha. God, my brain is hurting. My head is spinning as I sit here numb from pain. Feels so unreal. Dizziness overtakes as I think about you. I think about your actions, your thoughts, and my limited understanding. I can't comprehend, can't understand, but I don't ask. I don't ask why. Why my family? Why my friends? Why the marriage? Why the abuse? I'm not questioning. Not asking for a reason to explain what I've gone through. But I have one question. Tati, why don't I feel you? Why don't I feel you when I'm being broken? When I'm being shattered? She's speaking about Hashem Isbach, Tati, my father. She comes from home, and that's what they call the father, Tati. But she's speaking about Hashem. Tati, why don't I feel you when I'm being broken? When I'm being shattered? When I'm being crushed? Why do you only allow me to feel you when I'm surrounded by the right people? Beis HaMikdashtik. When I'm in the right community. When all is going good, when I'm inspired, when it's easy to connect to you. So why is it that when darkness falls, when the nightmares start, she has terrible nightmares from how when she was abused when she was younger, that when darkness falls, when the nightmares start and hell begins, that you, Hashem, you fall away? That you hide yourself in unknown places. That my trust in you falters. Tati, I want you. I want to feel you. I want to love you. Not only when all is going good. I want to feel you when I'm in a pile of broken bones, with no energy to get back up. I want to feel you at night when my world is black, when I'm tossing and turning and the tears flow. I want to know you're beside me. When my friends give me 20-minute notice before jumping, before committing suicide. Friends of hers, who also went through tsaros. I want to know you'll catch them. I want your presence to be clear, to be transparent so I can see you. I know you're with me in my every step, but I don't just want the knowledge. I want to know and feel it in my heart and mind. I want to be able to reach for your hand and for you to lead me through. Tati, I've stopped moving backwards. Stop visiting my past. Stop trying to change my past. I'm heading towards the future. I'm no longer angry for what I've gone through. And I'm not even angry for where I find myself now. I don't need you to take away the pain. I don't need you to change my home. I'm not asking for you to take revenge on those who hurt me. Tati, all I'm asking you is to please give me your hand. Hold on tight and never let go. So I can feel you and love you without imagining your presence. Give me your hand so we can walk side by side, hand in hand. Because walking together in the dark with you, listen to these words. Because walking together in the dark with you is better than walking alone in the light. Walking together in the dark with you is better than walking alone in the light. She doesn't know it. But all she's asking for is Binyan Beis HaMikdash. She's asking for the Beis HaMikdash. She's asking for Yishakenim and the Shikar Yispiyu. She's asking to the words that we're going to learn next Shabbos, Nachemu, Nachemu, Ami. Whereas the Tzaddikim say, be consoled, be comforted. Nachemu, Nachemu, what's the Nechama? The Tzaddikim say, Ami. When we're going to hear from Hashem's mouth, that word, Ami, you're my people. Then we'll say to Hashem's book, Genug. Yomer Lokeichem, I don't need anything else, just all I need to hear in the clearest way is that word, Ami. Ami, you're my people. Because Ki imma ois ma'astanu, and katsavta aleinu ad ma'oid. All we're asking for is, Hashiveinu Hashem eilecha v'nashuva, chadesh yameinu kekedem. With the binyan beis hamikdash and the gula hashleim of hamitis, there should be nigel of a nira lamate masar tvachim v'sechazen heinenu b'shuv chutzin b'rachimim b'mehebi yameinu amein v'amein. Eichel.